The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
It's a Friday, let's go, here we go.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
A pawn and a king.
A pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out.
I know one thing.
And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly.
One more time. Come on, here we go.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know
this is my theme song, right here. Don't let them count you out, baby.
Flat on my face.
You got this.
I just pick myself up and get back in the race.
I'm putting that on my tombstone. I don't know how we do it. I'm going to have to get an Italian guy that's good with stone. And put a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, a king. I'm an up, down, over, down. Right. And, of course, we know what's on Frank Sinatra's tombstone. You know that. What the president keeps saying. Yeah, that's right. The best is yet to come. You ever think about that? I'm at an age where I have to start thinking what I'm putting on my tombstone. I want to put that's life thing. Hey, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, can you tell it's a Friday already? We get no sleep. We going all week long. We got no sleep. Five Barrels has been, he toured the world. And Al's got, I think, got some rest. But Debbie's back with us today. Yay. So we're all together. You're ready for Drive Time Players. And we got a great show for you. It's Friday. Russ Salzberg on the show. He's on Jeffrey Lyons, Mr. Mike Gallagher, Giano Caldwell. Well, this kid is a great kid. He's a conservative, and he's got this new book called Take It for Granted. And I had the pleasure of doing the Mike Huckabee show with Giano last Thursday, just only a week ago. And what a night, just a nice kid, and very, very just so patriotic and very, and what he went through in Chicago. You don't want to miss Giano's story. So he's coming up. And Don Stenberg as well, Harvard trained attorney, former attorney general of the state of Nebraska. We'll be talking about the Roger Stone sentencing of 3 years. So the judge sat and listened to Attorney General Barr and said, okay, it's only 3 years. It's not like 9 years, 7 years, whatever it is. And we appreciate that and understand that. But stay with me on this. You're going to look at the headlines. No matter what news outlet it is, Roger Stone lied to Congress. I don't believe he did. This is the problem. When you go in, and you know this, and it's ridiculous. See, you probably know this, so I shouldn't have to explain it to you. But when the DOJ or the government comes after you, it's like, for one thing, they always get you on something else. And I think therein lies, the fault of what the government is doing, the takedown. This doesn't make any sense. I don't care if Paul Manafort didn't collude with the Russians. That's good enough for me. But you're going to lock him in because, oh, then you found something else about him? I don't know. I guess that's okay to say, well, legally, they went in, they did an investigation, he wasn't paying taxes, so they got him on that. But that's not what you went and tried to take the president down through Paul Manafort for. That was for Russia collusion. Not one person down. Think about this. Not one person in prison, Michael Cohen or Paul Manafort or anybody, in prison for what? For Russia collusion. And I think, shouldn't there be some kind of law that says, well, if you go after somebody for something, that's what you have to get them on. But they don't. They get you on. And if you go like this, did I say, you know, when we were, I think I told you something else. That's called lying. No, you can forget. Do you remember? I don't remember what the heck I did. You know, last week, last year, what? I'm not sure. If you're not sure, you're in prison. I'm telling you. And I never even thought about this stuff because my pop was always law and order. I keep telling you that. Oh, you couldn't mess with law and order. You couldn't mess with the United States government. The government knew best. The government built the mighty military, the Second World War, to defeat not only Germany, to defeat Japan. No one understands what a monumental feat that was in the Second World War. Taking out and how strong Germany's army was. Oh, my goodness. No one knows. Look at that history. And that's when I see people, you know, coming out and criticizing, well, we Americans, criticizing who we are, what we believe in. Oh, you're racist. Oh, don't tell me about this. We are a great country, the greatest country of all we are. And to build a military like that. But I blindly would trust the government. Back in the day, I would say, okay, well, it's the government, so I guess that's right. Now, I question everything. Because now there's political takedowns built in to what we call the deep state. And if you don't like deep state because it sounds too conspiratorial, it's the lifelong bureaucrats. How's that? Is that better? Because people who don't want to mess up their niche in government where they can leave. You ever call a government office and they say, we're open until 4 o'clock. And you call it 4 o'clock, 30 seconds past 4 o'clock, gone. Boom, done. You and me, we're still working. We are still working. 3:59. Boom. They're out. Listen, I love you. If you're smart enough to get a government job, God bless you, because you're covered for life. The rest of us, we got to work, and we don't get leisure to be able to do that. But the fact is, it's like, let's take Michael Cohen, for example. He goes in, president's lawyer, and they collude with the Russians. Let's go in. Let's go raid the records of the president's lawyer when he was a citizen. And let's go. But wait a minute. When the president went and hired Michael Cohen, the citizen Trump hired Cohen, there was like, isn't there a lawyer-client confidentiality agreement that you can't go in and say, well, not so much. The government can come in and not only go in and get that information, they can make it public. Where the heck are we? This is so wrong. I ain't no student of law, clearly, but it's an assault on our civil liberties. And then, now Michael Cohen, you going to tell us anything? And Michael Cohen goes, I ain't saying nothing. And they go, well, you know what, Mr. Cohen? You know what, counselor? We're going to go to your wife and we're going to lock her up. Well, then, well, I guess I better come up with something. And then, we'll give you 4 years. Take the 4 years in jail because otherwise your whole life's going to be. This is scary stuff, I'm telling you. And it's been going on. And the good thing about President Trump, it stops now because I love it. It was the best yesterday, man, because Roger Stone gets sentenced to 3 years. Now, Roger Stone's supposed to go like this. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Judge Amy. You're so nice to me. Thank you. Thank you. Nah. The president doesn't let it go. President Trump, he addressed this graduation ceremony that for a program that helps former inmates reenter society. And let me repeat that, because I just have to remind you that President Trump is technically a Republican president. He addressed a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates reenter society. I have to tell you, that is huge. That was in Vegas. That's huge. He went in and people trying to better their lives. Would you have thought about that? In the old days, yeah, they got locked up. They must be guilty. No, the president sees right through him. Now, this is through Jared Kushner, whose father was, you know, was incarcerated for a while. So Jared understands it. The president understands it. And that, if you get a chance to go back and listen to the president yesterday, it was great because he did like a half hour on Roger Stone. It was brilliant, man. He goes how Roger shouldn't have been, gone to a court at all. And I'll be watching this case. And I think and you can say, oh, don't, he's tampering now. He's not. It's important to get into this. It's important now. Because everything I told you about the DOJ going after you, if they go after Roger Stone, they go after the President of the United States, watch your back. Watch your back. It's not unlike the IRS, you know? The IRS has all power. They can come in and do whatever they want and knock on our door and just say, you do, and then you're guilty until proven innocent. So it's good what the President is doing, that he's sticking up for his friend Roger Stone. And and the fact that the forewoman, according to my friend Judge Napolitano, that forewoman who was a lawyer who went and tweeted things about Roger Stone while the trial was going on, before the trial was going on, rather. And then to this day, they're like Democratic activists. These are the people that right there. You know what that is? That's mistrial. That's a mistrial right there. And they should go back in. So we wish Roger all the best. Yeah, and he's a friend of the show. So, again, guilty as charged. If I'm being too kind to Roger, friend of the show, and say what you will about Roger being a political lightning rod. But if it happens to Roger, if it happens to the president of the United States, it can happen to you and I. I'm telling you right now. The president was just all fired up yesterday. And he is going to be speaking in Vegas tonight. And he is on this tour, just going out, just ripping it up. And I had the pleasure of being on the show called Kennedy Nation. Our buddy Kennedy, you know, she has a show on Fox Business. And Judge Napolitano sat in. And so he calls me. They called me and said, the judge would like you on the show. Judge is always on our show. We want to break something legally down. So I want to tell you that please don't say, oh, well, he doesn't like Donald Trump. That's the point I'm making here. Will everybody stop, please? Because I went on, and it was on Kennedy Nation. Judge was the host, and I was on with Dave Smith, who was like this young blogger guy, you know, a very smart young man. And there was a Marie Harf was on it. Yeah, Marie is great. She's a moderate Democrat. What a nice gal. And I go, and I say to producers, I don't want to be on a panel. I just want to do one-on-one with Judge. I want to bring him some cannolis. Last time I bought him cannolis, the cannolis weren't great. I got them in Wall Street. They just weren't great. And Judge and I, we went to elementary school together. So Judge Napolitano and I don't eat like cannolis because of the fat content in cannolis. I know. I'll take a bite. I'll take a taste. But we don't eat it. So the judge eats it on Kennedy's show. Last time I was there a few months ago, it's not a great cannoli. And if you're Italian, you know what I'm talking about. You deliver a bad cannoli, you have to redeem yourself. How do I redeem myself? I call Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, see? You think I just do the commercial? No. I call Mike. Not only do I call Michael's of Brooklyn, I call Michael of Michael's of Brooklyn. And I go, he goes, Joe, what are you doing? How are you, man? A young kid, great kid. I said, you still married? Yeah, it was 6 months ago. He goes, yeah, I'm still married. I said, I got a situation. What's the situation? Listen, this is the way it works in New York. I go, I'm going on Judge Knapp's show. I bought him a bad cannoli. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that's against the law. In Italian, that's against the law, right? So I say, I hate to ask you. Now, this is like about whatever it was, 4 in the afternoon, even later in the afternoon. And I go, is it possible that you can get a couple cannolis to the judge from Michael? Because Michael's of Brooklyn has great pastries, like the best in the world, you know, ever, anywhere. And so, you know, Michael said, let me get on it. Gets a guy to deliver a dozen, you saw the picture online, a dozen beautiful cannolis and that tricolore little pastry, beautiful like that. Then it goes to the studio. Okay, so I presented Judge Knapp with the cannoli, tasted it on the air. But we were talking about the Mike Bloomberg, we're talking about John Bolton, and I busted up the show. I said, wait, cannolis, first things first. I said, you know, leave the gun, Judge, take the cannoli, right? And it was great. So a big shout out to Michael of Michael's of Brooklyn for getting the cannolis over. And again, with Judge Knapp, you may not agree with Judge Knapp. But I'll tell you what, he's been great all day yesterday talking about Roger Stone. And then I heard some inside line. I'm going to get into it with Frankie. I don't want to break confidences, but I think the judge, I think, is in the loop a little more than I think. When the president needs some advice on something, I this is from me. This is just an observance of me. So it's all good. And when the president says something, people say, "Oh, he went after Neil Cavuto." I just listened. No, the president of the United States actually said Neil Cavuto's a good guy. He just didn't like the guest that Neil Cavuto had on. I mean, I'm like the Henry Kissinger. Everybody's got to settle down. And then you know what? We're gonna take a break. But I want to tell you, we had a great dinner with Mike Connors, with Beth Connors, who I adore, and Father Paul Bielecki, this guy, and the Connors. Son Michael and Mr. Crowley was there, and we had a great time at the dinner. And it's not stopping. And then tonight, I will see you in Paramus, New Jersey, because I only hang at the hot spots. And maybe Debbie could drop by. Yeah, Debbie,
yeah.
How you feeling, girl? You sound great. You okay?
Yeah, I'm finally better. I can't believe how much I slept. I think one night I slept like 16 hours.
Well, that's because you don't sleep any. This schedule. I was talking to folks in the green room yesterday at Fox Business.
Right.
They can't believe the schedule we keep. The people, it's even worse, the television. Like when you do TV at ABC 7, that's even worse because you got to get up even earlier, right?
Yeah, 2 hours earlier. Makeup, you know how that goes. You know, you've got to get all prepped for that. Yeah.
But you sound good. And I know the balance of nature fought off. Otherwise, God forbid, you'd be laid out for a couple of weeks, you know? So
I started doubling up on the balance of nature while I was sick.
Yeah,
baby. This is going to get me better.
That's what I'm talking about.
I did.
Oh, Debbie.
And it really did.
Listen, if you're around Paramus tomorrow, I'm at the VFW in Paramus out there. We're going to have tonight. Thank you, Frank.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to stop by. I was talking to some people, and I said, "Ooh, this sounds like fun."
If you're around, please don't go out of your way. I'm going to just go in, drop, shake some hands. Everybody's so fired up in New Jersey that I will be there. And this is one of many that I'm going to do. Debbie Duhaime, but back in the house, and a thanks to Susie Cerrone. Deb, she did a great job.
Yeah,
your buddy Susie, I know, gal pal, 621. Debbie's with us this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe, and let's see what's happening out here on the roads. Eastbound BQE, really busy, Joe, getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. It looks like a disabled vehicle is on the shoulder there, getting out through that ramp. We're also seeing delays on the FDR Drive southbound. It looks like you're building quickly FDR Drive south into the 70s. A multi-vehicle accident. Left lane is blocked. A lot of emergency activity at the scene. Problems now on 7080s, exit 11, getting reports of an accident here. And on the New York State Thruway south, right by 15A, getting down past that Sloatsburg area, an accident is off on the shoulder. And let's see what's happening as you head out to the subways. Had some earlier problems over on the 4 train. Everything there back on or close to schedule. Expect some delays on the A train because of a police investigation. Checking in right now on the forecast. Sunny today, high in the 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What did I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn? And a good morning and a happy Friday. It's Friday, 6:23 with Joe on the radio. I have to tell you, it's family over there, Fred and Johnny and Michael's of Brooklyn. I see your tweets, and I know you've been over there. Around the country, as you listen on AM970TheAnswer.com, we invite you to go to Michael's of Brooklyn and to your grocery store and look up Michael's of Brooklyn on the supermarket shelves. Right there, boom, you take home, enjoy. By the way, so I go on Fox Business yesterday. I got to get good cannolis. I call Michael at Michael's of Brooklyn. You just heard me say that. Then, you know what they send over to? They send over a jar of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce for Judge Napolitano. It's like a jar and a whole thing. It was like a whole presentation. The crew, all the guests there, the judge, they're going, I can't believe it, how nice this is. So a big shout out to Michael's and Michael's of Brooklyn. The cannolis were spectacular. But while the judge was talking, sometimes you're at the panel and we're on the air, you know. And so the panels, and I don't usually do panels, you know, but I did it because the judge was there. And we had a fun panel. And then the judge is talking on camera and he's addressing the camera. So I wasn't on the shot. So I snuck a bite of the cannoli. Fantastic. Fantastic. I don't eat the cannolis. I could live off of cannolis. One of the greatest foods ever invented. And when you have it at Michael's of Brooklyn. So I have to tell you, go to Michael's of Brooklyn, please. Avenue R, Nostrand. All right. Because they're great folks. It's family. Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marion. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn. And again, if you're listening, wherever you're listening, Jersey, New York, Connecticut, around the country, check out the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You're going to love it. And a big thank you to Michael for getting those cannolis over to Fox yesterday, man. It was a big, big hit, and we love you, and we appreciate it. Michael's of Brooklyn has been serving the most authentic taste of Italy for over 50 years.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
This was bubblegum music when I was a kid. When we were on the radio, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Is that what who wrote it? What's the name of the group?
No.
Archie's.
The Archies,
that's right. You can tell how much I love. Two things I couldn't stand when I was doing radio in college, and then I started to work in radio at Jacksonville. It was bubblegum music and disco. Those are the two. Remember bubblegum music? Oh, the same thing. That was bubblegum music. But God bless them. It's nice. Sugar, sugar. We love that. Cannoli with Joe on the radio. It's a 6:26. Oh, by the way, a big shout out to our boss, Mr. Crowley, put us all together. We had Mike Connors. We had Beth with us yesterday. Father Bilecki, what an inspirational young man he is. He's the priest I like that the Connors hang around with a priest of his caliber. He is, not only is he in Beirut, Lebanon now is taken over apparently from Hezbollah, and so he is now north of Beirut. Hope I'm able to say this, because his life is in danger as a Christian within the Middle East. He is a surgeon, Father Bilecki is. He is a surgeon, he's a vascular surgeon, and he's a priest. And he goes over right below Syria, right where humanity is lacking. It's like a war zone. And he goes there. Why? Because there are groups of Christians that need a priest. And groups of Christians that need medical attention. But Hezbollah doesn't care about that. Because why? Because I guess they're infidels. So Father Bilecki goes into a virtual war zone and he helps these people. And he's coming on the show. And so God bless this. And he's a great priest. And he just has this aura about him that makes you feel just, not only proud to be a Catholic, but just he's one of those folks. And even I know some folks who aren't certainly Catholic, but they have that aura about them. Father Bilecki is like that. So great to be with the Connors last night. We went to Delmonico's Steakhouse. Had a little steak there, Frankie Five Barrels.
It was very nice.
And you got home. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Albert. Good morning. Here. Charles is here. Kara's here. The whole team is here, and here it is on a Friday. Did you make your runaround yesterday?
I left my apartment yesterday at 4 a.m., and I arrived home at 11:04 p.m.
You did not stay out that late.
I did.
Wow,
I did.
Wow,
yes.
Wow. I'm moving the microphone. I thought I was bad. I got, because by the time I got back to the hotel, If it's 10:30, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be out of here. You'll be out of here before 10.
Well, they always say that.
Do they understand? We get up in the morning. No one understands. They don't.
Nobody understands.
So did you emcee this thing?
Yeah, it was absurd. It was absolutely absurd.
Al, coming to the show. You okay? So, I know you're tweeting. It's all right.
So I moderated this.
I'm trying not to interrupt them.
At Monroe College.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. Believe me.
Go ahead.
I moderated this panel at Monroe College. This was a panel with 12 people on it, right? It's a 90-minute panel. Now, Joe, you've done this before.
Yesterday you said you were going to be in Rye.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I said Rye. It was New Rochelle. But okay.
When you headed up to New Rochelle, did you think you were going to Rye?
No, it's just Rye.
Exactly. It's Fat Tuesday coming up next week. I get my Rye whiskey for the Sazerac cocktails. But so there's 12 people on this panel. Now, when there's a panel of more than 4 or 5 people, it's unmoderatable.
Yeah, it's like a democratic debate.
But it's 12 people. When there's 12 people and you only have about an hour or so, basically there's time for people to say hello and goodbye.
And did you get all the names in front of you?
Yeah, I had the names. But with that many people, I just had folks introduce themselves. It went fine. But then it's just the running all around that gets
Was there a crowd?
No. I mean, you're talking like 40 or 50 college kids, right?
What's the problem with the microphone?
That's good. It's right in my eyesight of Five Boroughs. As I address, I'm tired of looking around. When I look at you, I'm looking.
Good. We're looking here.
It's like the guy.
Hi.
I'm looking
it's like tunnel
through.
Vision.
There's a structure, a little structure that holds the microphone. I have to peek through that structure to look because I, you know,
because I'm ugly and hideous.
When I look at the time, I'm all kind of blocked in. You know, it's like that guy when I told my son Michael, when he was young, kicking that guy, and he turned around and he looked between the seats. Stop that! It was like that. I'm looking.
Right. The more important question, Frank. Yes. You did the event. Did they pay for your Uber back?
No. You know what happened? I saw how cheap it was. It was only $25. I would happily to get back into Manhattan in 20 minutes instead of an hour on the train. And I already bought a train ticket back.
Frank,
but
the least the guy could have done.
I know. No, he would have if I asked. But I would rather not spend the time and effort asking if I could just spend $25.
Wait a minute. Now, why wouldn't it have behooved you before you left yesterday to send a text say, could you pay for an Uber?
I was pretty busy yesterday.
Not only that, you don't want to. You like
the Why? The guy begged the guy to come and do this thing. The least he could have done was ask.
Can you send a car? All right. Can you send a car?
You didn't even pay him.
So did you do something before then, before you went up there?
Yeah, I've lost track.
His other job.
No, I had a conference call right after the show yesterday.
Was fun.
It was on a political matter, a local political matter.
Joe,
did you get paid for that?
Joe. No.
Joe, I was listening.
Were you here?
It was hilarious. Him with these two people. Did this guy get on the line? Okay, is he there? Okay, so now, and this is what you have to do, and then you got to get this
How
and whatever.
Long was but, that, call?
That was about what, 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
I don't know. I left. You were still talking,
Frank. 40 minutes on the phone?
Yeah.
Not paying?
That's true.
Do they, and then I know you. You put it on mute and you did a million other things.
No.
You wrote a book.
This was not one of those things where you could do that. I was an active participant in the conference call. But
we got a break.
It was 38 minutes too long.
I'm telling you, exactly. Yeah. The conference call. People, what? Do they know? I always like when you're on a conference call and there's always one person. They go like this. You know, and as soon as I say, I was thinking, don't, just get off the phone. No one wants to be on a conference call.
No one.
See, here's my problem, Joe, is I've spent my whole life developing a very unique set of skills related to the arcane nature of New York's political process
that
everyone other than me has figured out a way to make money with, right?
What did the Daily News call you?
Right. They called me a court jester and a hack with a talent for wasting taxpayer
money.
Where
is that writer today? I ask you, where is he? Huh? Come on, look at you. You're in the number one radio show. Where's that writer today? Huh?
But all in all, look, we're still here.
We made it.
To be here.
Well, it was because I was running around too, and I said, man, oh man. And then I tell you because I love you. I never do this but when it gets past 9 o'clock and we're up, you know, you get cranky a little bit, like, just get me home. Just get me home. So I went in, listen, I go like this. So I go over there to Kennedy's show, and the judge is there. And who was just one of my best buddies. And I love the judge. And I know politically you may not agree with him, but I don't care. I'm not, whether it's Neil Cavuto or Judge Napolitano, the friends are friends, and put, they could have their political views. I'm not going to not be their friend because they don't believe in what I believe in at 633. So I go in there now. I find out as I go in because I'm on a panel. And so they go, oh, you're on a panel. I want to do, this is the hit I want to do, 9 o'clock, judge is on at 9 o'clock for Kennedy, 9:01, the judge and I do our little thing, and then I'm in a car, right, and I'm on my way home, and I'm going to get some sleep so I can do the show in the morning, right? So it's like, oh, you're on a panel, oh, okay. Well, you're in the A block, that block, they go, good. Oh, and then you're in the C block. I said, I'm in a panel. They go, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, it's you.
That's great, you got to stick around for the hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then I'm going like, now I would do anything for judge, and I did. So I go like this. I go, wait. So Ava. So now who's on? Oh, Marie's on. Marie. And oh, we have another comedian. And I go, I'm not just another comedian. I go like that. I'm Joe Piscopo. Isn't that great? I got that.
Good for you. I'm glad you said that.
Only you can say that.
I know. Wait, but
if
I never,
Frank would have said that, I'm Frank Morano.
No, but I never say it. But the girl, that. She's a young producer, is going to go, Who are you again? Because you know what I mean? Like, that's I just said it. I was being facetious,
right,
but I loved saying it because I never said that in my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. And I apologize because the judge has the best people around. Kennedy, by the way, is a great show, and she has great producers. So they go, oh, you're out of block. And then it's you and another comedian. I go, I'm not just another comedian. I'm joking. And I said it jokingly.
You know who I am?
The producer came down. Joe, we're sorry. The judge goes, Judge Knapp and I spread the. He goes, Joey, do you read? And I go, he knows me. I don't read anything, especially if it's a big group email. You know, I don't read it.
So phone doesn't.
It said panel, you're going to be great with this panel. And he was right. The judge was right. Panel was great.
I promise you, your panel was slightly more fun than me. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was fun to meet Earl the Pearl Monroe. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Pearl's great.
That's just that John Bramnick's dear friend.
But meanwhile, while I'm making my way out to Westchester, yeah. I get an email. My favorite restaurant here in Lower Manhattan is Forlini's, right? It's in, you know, Little Italy, Chinatown area. Mm. And my favorite time to go there is during jury deliberations for major cases. But I go there anyway. I'm there two, three days a week.
Yeah.
So I get a note from a judge I happen to know. He says,
he says
Arthur Idol is here with his whole entourage.
Wow.
You know, you should definitely be here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm picturing what a great time they're having at Forlini's with all this great food and cocktails.
And so, Earl,
and I'm on the Metro
what would you
North.
Tell people?
And what's your name again?
Exactly.
Hey, would you
right.
tell
exactly,
us
right.
What was the topic of this debate?
It wasn't a debate. It was these were all college athletes and sports management majors hearing from people that were athletes or work in sports.
That's a good symposium.
Yeah, no, it was interesting.
That's
it was
a good symposium.
For a guy whose expertise is in politics.
Right.
But let's get a guy
not just politics,
to talk to sports
not just,
athletes,
but obscure
and former
minor party New
right.
York State politics.
No
right.
wonder,
yeah.
It's no wonder Russell.
You want to know how to form a county
Russ?
Committee?
Was
and
Russ
own
there? Was
no, he no. asked Russ if he could do it.
Russ would have been the guy.
No.
Yes,
right?
exactly.
But Russ had the best response that he should have had.
Right.
No.
Right. Russ said, I'm busy. You can't do
well,
it.
Well, we showed up in the morning. Hey, you can tell it's a Friday, 6:36. We'll get into it. I want to talk about the Arthur and this... this Harvey Weinstein case and what's going
oh,
on
Oh, yeah,
there.
Very interesting. I'm shocked there's still no verdict.
Yeah,
case.
And we'll see what that tells us. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Joe is here. We're here. We love you. It's 6:37, and Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
23 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio introducing a measure aimed at helping out small businesses by reducing fines. He says that his administration has helped cut down fines on small businesses by over 40% since taking office in 2014, adding they'll go even further before his term is up. The steps being taken include the elimination of some fines for first-time offenders and an extension to the amount of time people have to make repairs or fixes. Mayor de Blasio says these steps are vital in order to protect mom-and-pop businesses while pushing back against what he calls corporate takeover. The Newark Fire Division's arson unit is investigating a blaze that left one firefighter injured. More than 60 firefighters responded yesterday with two alarm incidents at the three-story building on West End Avenue that spread to a neighboring structure before the blaze was brought under control. One of the responders had to be brought to University Hospital after being hurt when a ceiling partially collapsed. 14 residents displaced by the fire, none reportedly injured. In sports, Rangers beat up the Blackhawks 6-3. Actually, these are the wrong sports scores. Okay. Nets lost in overtime to the 76ers, 112-104. Devils skate past the Sharks, 2-1. Go ahead, criticize. Go ahead.
Just make them up.
Even the sports fans got Cthulhu.
Go ahead.
Just make them up. Just make them up.
Because I know the Rangers didn't play last night, and I read the other sports. I made a mistake. I didn't put it in there.
Just make arbitrary numbers up.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's fake news.
Give us some fake stock market quotes while you're at it, too.
Really, I can't stand the two of you. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the
any fake Nevada results coming up?
Come on. Debbie's got the traffic.
Oh,
and this is some real traffic for you guys. Let's go to the FDR Drive South right through the 70s. Still moving slowly with an accident just cleared away. It's pretty busy right now as you head over to the westbound belt, getting out toward Kennedy Airport, LIE westbound. That stuff and go through the area of Woodhaven Boulevard. We're seeing delays on the eastbound BQE into the Brooklyn Bridge. It's an accident right on the shoulder. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Lincoln 5, Holland up to 20 minutes in from both approaches. It's kind of busy on 78 East, exit 11. A collision taking two lanes over there. And 21 is building southbound as you head right out toward Route 3. Garden State Parkway northbound starting to build, heading in toward 142. And over on the New York State Thruway southbound, getting down toward 15 into that Suffern area, getting reports of an accident over there as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high in the 30s, sunny tomorrow, high of 47, sunny on Sunday, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yep.
Just stop it already.
Stop what? What are you talking about?
Because we got no sleep, so now I'm like beyond punchy, and now you're teasing me.
I didn't punch you. I just teased you. That's all.
And now I have no idea. Hold on. Let me see. What are we?
Put your glasses on. That would help. Sure, Don Feldman would
Did you want to read on. Any more erroneous sports scores while we're at it? Anymore?
No, not really, because that makes me look like a jerk. But okay, keep it up.
Hey, you know what's fun? When we went on the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht with the knuckleheads, we had a great time. It's so great.
Al will give you the wrong number to book a cruise on the Atlantis.
Is this gang up on me, Dave?
No.
Really? Absolutely.
It's good. Absolutely. Friday. We're not going to. Okay. We're going to make. How many more hours? Oh, boy.
Almost over.
We better get it together. When we go on the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht for the Schmooze Cruise, this is an impeccably designed three-decker. No, I made it Italian now.
Is that a new ship?
And then I'm there. I love going on the Atlantis, and it's beautiful. And we're there, and I'm in front of 1,000 people that we have, beautiful people that we put together with the station. Our bosses are there, and I'm about to perform. And I go, where's Frank and Al? And they're all every time they're upstairs, but I understand it. And then they yell up the stairs, you know, hey Frank, Al, Joe's looking for you. And because you know what, it's beautiful, the top of the Atlantis. You got to check it out. You have the view of all of Manhattan. It's so cool. The Statue of Liberty. You know, Arthur's there with holy water with his beautiful mom. They got the holy water to make it a sign of the cross. You have got to experience the Atlantis. Because these breathtaking views are great. And then there's like these, what are they, like couches up there?
Yeah, exactly.
You could sit up there, it's like a lounge, have a cigar area or something, whatever you want to do. You have to at least call Captain Fred. The yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family owned and operated. Captain Fred is great. New York Cruises. And to impress somebody, if you're a corporation, certainly a wedding or maybe a graduation party, bar mitzvah, something like that, you got to check out, please, New York Cruises and ask Captain Fred about the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht, second to none. New York Cruises, you can get a private viewing of the Atlantis, by the way, from New York Cruises. It's 212-633-1231. That's the right number, 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade, 212-633-1231. You've got to check out the Atlantis at newyorkcruises.com.
Want more AM970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive. Or will it? Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
People ask me about Dela Russo, 6:44 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer with Joe Piscopona. Good morning to you with Frank and Al. Debbie is back. When you want to get LASIK, you got to go to Dela Russo. And then people say, oh, does it hurt? What's the, this is, there's no pain on this. It's so easy. And Dr. Joseph Dela Russo is the man behind Dela Russo Laser Vision. It's family owned. It's a medical practice, and they have performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries, and they have over 30 years of industry experience. And when you go over to the Dela Russo, whether it's in Bergenfield in Jersey or you can go in New York, they have these centers all over. You go and you feel so comfortable because this is a family operation. This is a family organization that's been around forever. So, but the problem is LASIK, these less discount LASIK surgery places, these centers are dime a dozen. You got to be careful. Don't just go anywhere, please. Will you do me a favor? I'm going to give you the number to Dela Russo. You owe it to yourself to call Dela Russo because those other places perform surgery at ridiculously low cost to the detriment of you, the patient. And since those lasers that they use are not the latest or the safest, Dr. Dela Russo is the standard in LASIK surgery. So you're thinking about it. It's quick. It's easy. Al, how quick was it when you got your eye done?
Literally, I was in the chair for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, Frankie, right? 5 minutes, boom, boom, boom.
Less than a minute.
And no pain.
None. I'm telling you, please call 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit, please, DelaRusso.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Happy Friday at 6:46. We're punchy, and it's all right. End of the week. You got this. You got this. Ride through this morning with us, and you'll make it through your Friday. By the end of the day, when Mike Gallagher comes up, you're already, the most of the day will be gone. You'll be at work, and you'll get yourself into a great, great weekend, so we appreciate it. Tonight, I'll be at the VFW in Paramus, and we're going to have a great time. It's a pro-America rally, and I think that's I'll find out the information here, and we'll post that for you. It's online. I have that online, and we'd love to see you over there tonight. And then tomorrow, I'm helping out my friends at the local Catholic school out there in Annandale, Immaculate Conception. Great school, great kids. My kids aren't in there anymore, but when they were young, they went to ICS, we call it. So I will be there tomorrow at Fiddler's Elbow, and we're going to have some fun there, raising some money for the Catholic school. Tonight, Bergen County Pro-America Rally. I'm still looking at it right here. This is sponsored by Mayor Mike Casale over there, and it's the VFW 6699. On Winslow Place right there in Paramus. So come on over. We'll have some fun. You know, I just love that you're pumped up. I love that you're pumped up. Like we're pumped up about politics, everything happening now. And then yesterday we were talking about Mike Bloomberg. I was talking about Mike Bloomberg. And so I was on the panel yesterday with Judge Knapp on Kennedy's show talking about Mike Bloomberg. You know, don't discount Mike Bloomberg. He's got so much money. He said that, but they're just burying this guy. I don't think you bury him because he was smart. And Frank said this, and I gave you a plug on the show yesterday, by the way. I said tomorrow morning, AM 970, Frankie Five Boroughs and the crew. Al, sorry, Debbie, sorry. I meant to mention your name, but Adam, we were moving quickly.
That's it. I quit.
That's it. And I said we were talking about it. And then Marie said something about it, about, like you said, that there were only 5 million if they were lucky. People watching that debate.
Well, actually, I was wrong about that.
What? What happened?
There were
Yeah, we correct that?
No, there were huge ratings for this debate.
No.
There were 19.7 million people watching. To put that in perspective.
So I put
almost,
fake news out
almost,
there.
Well, we didn't know the ratings, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, there were
almost 20 million people watched this debate on cable. Now, that is huge. Now, that is almost as many people as watched the Academy Awards on a broadcast network.
So, I stand corrected, and thank you, Frank, for that. But that means that then Bloomberg, that was a major misstep then.
I think how the political cycle is now. We have Etch-a-Sketch politics. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will tweet something or something will happen, and the whole world is different. But I think a lot of people that were viewing Bloomberg as the only person that could stop Sanders, they're now realizing that, you know, they need to reassess that strategy.
But
again, if Bernie wins big tomorrow, and then if he pulls out a win in South Carolina, then there's only three people that can be the stop Bernie candidate. Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, or Bloomberg.
But clearly, Bloomberg's ads work to get people to the television sets to watch.
Clearly.
But you know what, though? They said Mayor Bloomberg.
And he got three more congressional endorsements yesterday.
He did.
Yeah. I think the strategy for Bloomberg is, you know, keep running up the TV ad budget and every other type of budget. Keep raking in these politician endorsements and then try and keep Bernie below the delegate total, because it was very telling during that debate. Bernie was the only one who said that the person should get them who should be the nominee who gets the most votes. I think they're hoping, as you've been saying, it goes to a second ballot, and that's where Bloomberg can use the superdelegate.
Remember what happened with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden early on? Remember Kamala Harris went after him about the busing situation? Oh, my God, it was the end of Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee for the Democratic run for president of the United States. Kamala is where? She's giggling behind Chuck Schumer now, you know, getting reprimanded by Chuck Schumer at press conferences. She's done.
But
Joe Biden's still in. So to the point I'm making is what Bloomberg goes. You're absolutely right. To your point, Frank, it could turn over next week.
I don't think Bloomberg. Now, remember, Bloomberg is not even on the ballot tomorrow, and he's not on the ballot a week from tomorrow in South Carolina. Right?
He's not on South Carolina either.
So I don't think he can handle another bad debate performance like that. The next debate, right before South Carolina, I think he needs to show that he's actually interested in being there and actually informed of the subject
that
they're talking about.
He looked
bored. He looked unprepared.
Pompous was it?
Exactly.
Although I must tell you, Frankie V was at dinner yesterday. He told me an interesting Mike Bloomberg story that somebody was hurt. Someone got sick over at Bloomberg. He still kept them on the payroll and continued to pay.
No, there's a lot of stories about it.
And Frankie V went to Mike himself, Mike Bloomberg himself, said, Hey, Mr. Bloomberg, what do you think about that? There's someone so sick. How are you going to handle it? We're not putting him on disability. We're going to just take care of his salary like he was here. They're
talking about Frank Volpe as a candidate for Secretary of Interior under Bloomberg presidency, actually.
Does he bring his balance of nature with him?
Exactly.
Maybe Mike Bloomberg need a little balance of nature before the next debate. Hey, 6:51. Debbie's out there. Debbie is back. Yay! How you doing this morning, Deb, on a Friday?
I enjoyed the debate. I was watching on my iPad as I'm in bed. I was enjoying it.
Oh,
that,
you can't
know?
Make it up, Deb. It's so great. I love the entertainment.
They were tearing each other apart. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Brutal.
Hey, Deb's looking out for you. 6:52 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's go out and see what's happening here as you head out to the Throgs Neck Bridge. I see some volume here at the Throgs Neck Bridge as you get right into Queens. It looks like you're moving solely on the southbound Clearview by the LIE. We're getting reports of an accident in the right lane over there. Now, traffic is pretty busy for you on the northbound Van Wyck getting up toward Linden Boulevard. And it's busy on the westbound BQE right through McGinnis-Humboldt. Eastbound BQE, very busy by the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident cleared. Inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln 10, Holland 20. Let's go out to 78 eastbound, exit 11. Accident taking two lanes here out in Hunterdon County. Traffic is starting to build. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike getting up toward 14. And we're seeing some volume here on the southbound thruway, exit 16. It looks like a tractor trailer on the shoulder, disabled with some ongoing fire department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure, with no pesticides,
fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This week, Chef Pierre Chim talking about an ancient grain he's introduced to the American market and his top restaurant, Taranga. Also, peace troubadour James Twyman, who performs his one-man show on the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi. And composer Alastair King chats about the premiere of his musical, The Little Match Girl. All that and more Saturday morning at 9.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a cold breeze and a high of 36. Clear and cold tonight, though 28 at Midtown, 20 to 24 in most suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a breezy, milder afternoon with a high temperature approaching 50. Sunday, mostly sunny, mild in the afternoon, high 54. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, there's Joe Lumberg. Thank you, Joe. 5 before 7 o'clock. It's shocking when your home can be stolen this easily. When I tell you about Home Title Lock, and they could come in and they could take all of your, it's all online. All of our titles are online, and they could, as thieves come in and just take it. That's the brutal lesson that this girl, Deborah, learned when thieves found her home's title online, forged it, literally took ownership of her home. And in an instant, thieves legally owned Deborah's home. How wild is this? You know, she got evicted. This is a true story, by the way. This is not something we're making up here. And she spent a fortune in legal fees trying to get it back. And this is what the FBI calls, I keep telling you about, home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. And you don't want to be next. That's why I really want you to protect the online title to your home with Home Title Lock. The legal documents to our homes are kept online. Thieves hunt them down. They forge the documents stating that you sold them your home. Is this wild? You know, these creepy people out there, right? Then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. And no insurance company, no bank protects you. Home Title Lock protects you. So you could already be the victim of title fraud and not know it. Find out, please. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com and enter Joe for 1 month of free protection. Joe for 1 month. Of free protection, okay? It's HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, live from New York. Here we are. Yeah, it's cold outside, baby. It's cold outside. It's going to be nice over the weekend, but it's cold right now. It's freezing. I got to tell you, walking down, he's a great accountant.
Oh, knows his numbers.
Did he write this too?
Yeah.
He wrote that.
This is Hotel California.
So Al is teasing me because there was...
That Don Feldner.
Well... There was, how do I say this carefully? You got to help me couch this carefully because I don't want to offend anybody.
We have 50 seconds.
But she wants to come on the show, by the way. Diane McInerney, a friend.
Engaged to Don Feldner.
Let me say this. It might have been more than a friend if I pursued it, but God forbid I have to work and take care of my children, so I don't. So meantime, I said, Diane, how you doing? Well, I just got engaged to Don Feldner, the accountant. No, it's Don, it's Don Felder, the Eagle.
You said Feldner while you were in Nashville.
So it's Don Felder, what a genius guitar player.
Tremendous
this guy
guitar
is.
Player. Yeah.
And a nice man. And Diane's a nice gal. She wants to come on the show.
She tell us about Don Felder
as well? She will. She really will. So thank you for putting that on. These are the little things that no one cares about that we will talk about on the radio.
Wait till my next story.
Let's see. Let's see if Al reports fake news. Russ Salzberg, Mike Gallagher on the show. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
22 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cy Sperling, the founder of Hair Club for Men, dead at the age of 78.
Oh,
the Bronx-born Sperling became a household name after starring in commercials for his company in the 1980s, made appearances on late-night talk shows and Saturday Night Live. His family said he was most proud of being able to help children who lost their hair due to cancer. Officials are investigating the cause of a wall collapse that left one worker dead, another injured at a construction site in Queens. Authorities say happened around noon yesterday at a site located on 94th Avenue in Jamaica. Officials say 50-year-old David Johnson killed as he was attempting to take the wall down, which then collapsed on top of him and another worker. A stop work order has been issued at the site. In sports, Nets lost in overtime to the 76ers, 112-104. Devils skate past the Sharks, 2-1. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.